There's little comfort in war, but some people are doing all they can. For a third day, Ukrainian forces evacuate people from Irpin on the outskirts of Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. It's a precarious journey. Russian shelling is never very far away.
Irpin is being constantly shelled. There are planes bombing Russian soldiers. At home, there is no electricity or light, no heating, and the temperature is going down. We had to go.
We hate Putin and Russia so much. We hope the war will be over soon.
People are also fleeing Sumy, east of Kyiv. After Russia and Ukraine agreed on a temporary ceasefire in the area, days of Russian shelling have flattened parts of the city. This is what is left after an overnight attack killed more than 20 people, including children, in their homes. Moscow's offered once again to evacuate people from a number of other cities, but only if they go to Russia or Belarus. For Ukraine's president, it is a proposition steeped in cynicism.
They ensure that a small corridor to the occupied territory is open for a few dozen people, not so much to Russia, but to the propagandists, directly to the television cameras, so they can say this is who saves people, just cynicism, just propaganda, nothing more.
Russia's military says this video shows its tanks near Kyiv. In the city, people are scared. Daily life has moved underground. In tense times, the vulnerable often suffer the most. Every day, more children arrive at this orphanage from different parts of Ukraine. Svetlana tells me the invasion adds another painful layer to already difficult childhoods.
The first group that arrived here was from Lysychansk. There were many very young kids among them. They were traumatized, anxious. When the sirens sounded, they would get really scared.
The children have been brought here to escape the Russian shelling and the fighting, but some of them were already victims of war. These children are from eastern Ukraine, where a war against Russian-backed separatists started 8 years ago. Young lives that have never known a world without conflict. Nastya is from Kyiv, a typical teenager living in untypical times.
My sister and I couldn't sleep at night. We lived in an apartment. There was bombing all the time, so we took an evacuation train to here.
Solidarity seems to be everywhere in Ukraine, as does defiance. Protesters in the southern city of Chaplinka tell Russian soldiers to go away. People want the conflict to end. They want the killing to stop. Families are being shattered, futures lost. Ukrainians wonder how many soldiers will sacrifice their lives for a war no one here wanted. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Lviv, Ukraine.